We are live in 3, 2, 1.
Hi!
Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Valerius Dragoncast. I'm Valerius.
And I'm Spirit.
And we are currently sitting in the Brandon Town Center Mall. Or whatever its current name is, because they seem to keep changing it or something like that.
No, it's pretty much the same.
Okay.
It's just you.
Okay, it's just me then.
You just see a different sign every time you come down, so it's just you.
Okay. Well, we are here to discuss whatever we darn well feel like, and hope that you all find it interesting, too.
Topic open for discussion is... Ba-da-dum.
MetroCon.
2006.
Or as I like to think of it,
the Ryoga Mom. The Ryoga Day.
Yes, Ryoga Day.
I thought it was a Ryoga moment.
Well, you had a Ryoga moment on the Ryoga Day.
But it was only that one time.
Well, you see, I got lost a couple of times during the convention as well, so...
Well, that would be your problem, not mine.
Well, therefore, I'm calling it a Ryoga Day, because multiple people got lost in multiple times.
Well, Jessica never got lost.
Well, that's because Jessica was in the dealer room the whole time.
And she sucks.
Yeah. anyway, moving right along. What did you think of MetroCon?
I loved it. I'm tired, but I loved it.
All right. Well, why don't you give everyone a description of how you spent MetroCon?
Well, I sat at the table, pretty much, and I ran around in the suit of a dog. There, that's pretty much it. I met a voice actor, though. That was quite kind of fun.
That is cool.
Yes, Greg Ayers, voice of Goku and Sayuki. Nice guy, really sweet. Sweet, sweet man. He likes my dragons. I gave him a dragon.
A lot of people like your dragons. I know I do. Of course, well... Then
you're
again,
my boyfriend. That doesn't
yes,
matter.
I am your boyfriend, and I am your dragon.
No.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, and by the way, I'm a wolf, not a cat. I just purr. Wolves can purr, you know.
And me being a dragon, I growl at random people sometimes.
Yeah, like those guys that hang around with me?
Well, you know... it's the protective dragon instinct. I must guard my ultimate treasure.
Oh, that horde mentality? So I'm part of your horde now?
Sure, why not? You're
Yay!
Valuable to me. All right.
Okay.
Now that we have that clarified, I can get sort of my perception of the...
back on topic okay. there.
Yes, back on topic. MetroCon 2006. I only went for one day. Spirit went for two.
Two.
Yeah.
Today is the last day of MetroCon when we didn't get to go.
That is correct. Well, my perceptions of MetroCon this year, they seemed a lot more organized this year than they have the past couple of years, especially concerning the human chess match, which this year I was most impressed with. And heck, the people actually did stunts instead of just like dodging swords and then falling down.
Of course, I was sitting at the artist table. I didn't get to see it.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I wish you could have, because it was really awesome this year.
Well, you know they're doing an encore of it today, and we still didn't get to go?
Yeah, there is that. Well, I was most impressed. I had a really good time watching it. Because in the end, all of the characters died.
And then Baldandi resurrected them.
Oh, yes. Baldandi resurrected them.
Like she does every year.
Oh, of course. But just this was the first year that I actually saw every single character on the board die. Except for
Ryoga.
Well, that's because Ryoga wasn't on stage at that point. Ryoga got lost in the wings.
But still, he didn't die.
Oh, that's true. And Rufus Shinra did not die.
Well, Rufus cannot die. I mean, he survived all of that Shinra Corporation blowing up. How could he die?
There's that too. Hang on a second, I'm going to turn you down just a little bit. You're coming in awfully loud, I think.
Sorry.
All right, talk.
Hello.
There we go. Now we look. There's you, there's me, we're good.
Where's me?
You are, like, there. I'm, like, there. Okay.
That's awkward.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I had a better experience before MetroCon this year, because unlike all the other years, apparently... ordering an artist alley table is difficult the past couple of years. And this year they had an online ordering system with PayPal. That is awesome, because I got to use PayPal again.
Everybody loves PayPal.
PayPal is the shiz.
I've actually never used it.
Aw. Poor Valerius.
Yes, dragon tears.
Okay. Is that a pearl? Don't you know dragons cry pearls?
Ah. Yay, I can go make money now. Dragon pearl. Rawr.
Dragon pearl. Rawr.
Pardon my coughing every now and then. I am still getting over a cold.
I have no cold. I just cough.
Exactly. Janella's lucky. She's no cold.
She's I'm good. A wolf. I'm immune to disease.
Haha. Yay for disease immunity.
You would think dragons would be immune, but no.
No, dragons are not immune. They get scale rot. Let me try that again. They get scale rot. There we go.
Scale
now I can actually
rot.
Say it. Yes, scale rot.
Scale rot.
Yes, scale rot.
I shed fur.
Well.
Every summer. Every summer. Yep,
well,
yep.
Yes.
You should have seen the amount of fur I shedded the other day. I'm serious. I was taking a shower, washing my head fur. And
oh,
there
gosh.
Was this clump in my hand that was like thick. It was like
wow.
An inch thick of clumped fur.
Wow. That's a lot of fur.
Yes, it is a lot of fur. And for all of you furbies out there, don't picture me in the shower because you're not going to picture actually me in the shower.
Moving right along. Yes. Yes, that's right. We will all have fantasies of Spirit Wolf.
Who's actually a guy.
Yes. Yes. One thing we have to clear up real quick. Yes, Spirit Wolf is a guy.
And he is gay. I'm just a girl who plays him.
Exactly.
So if any of you actually know Spirit out there, and I know somebody out there has to know Spirit,
mm-hmm.
Just duly note, I am a female who plays him.
Exactly.
Plays him very well.
Exactly. And that's actually one of the topics that I want to cover in one of my podcasts, at least, is role-playing opposite genders.
You do it all the time, so don't say anything.
Shh, be very, very quiet. I'm role-playing a female. Okay. That was mildly disturbing. All right.
Never do that again, Tim.
Don't worry. I'll refrain. And apparently, the wolf has something on his tongue.
Yeah.
Where is it?
That was weird.
What's going on, may I ask?
I'm not sure. I think it was a hair, but I'm not sure. It felt weird.
Okay.
Moving along again.
Wow, you're...
No,
you're
I'm not aware.
Across loud again. Let me... Pardon... Okay, we're gonna try that. Talk.
Okay.
Okay. I think we're good.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Your mic got really close to your mouth again.
I don't know how.
Yeah, as this is the first podcast, we are still working out a lot of the bugs, a lot of the details. This is my very first podcast. I've listened to a lot, some very, very good ones, and I'm sort of trying to mold this after the style of a lot
I've
of my favorites.
I've listened
to two. Yeah. So, this is a whole new thing for me, really.
And unless you count MuggleCast.
Well, that if that's a podcast, then yeah, you listen to MuggleCast too.
You do?
Ah, oh dear. Hang on a second.
Oh my gosh, he's ringing.
Oh, dear.
He's got a cell phone.
Pardon me.
He's taking off his phone.
Hello.
He is now talking to whoever just called him. But that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Get my message.
We are now at 8 minutes and 40 seconds. 8 minutes and 41 seconds. 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55. 56, 57, 58, 59, 9 minutes, haha.
And I am back, and apparently been
counting
the
seconds.
Hey,
you just said my real name.
Oops. Oh, no.
And he's back. Valerius
okay.
is back.
Yes, Valerius is very bad. I apologize. Spirit was counting off the seconds. I will have to buzz out her name. all right.
Tear, nudge, nudge.
Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, nuzzles. Yay.
Meow.
Dragon wolf nuzzles. Yays.
Dogs, did you know wolves actually don't bark? They make
actually,
a barking-like
yes.
sound. But they don't actually bark.
Which is another way of saying that scientists have way too much time on their hands to delineate between a bark and an almost bark-like sound.
You see, it's more of a growl with a point of extra growl. they don't actually bark.
When so they growl,
and then, they growl really loud for like 2 seconds, and then they go back to the normal growling.
Something told me this is going to be fun to listen to.
That's you.
Hey.
You get to listen to it. I can't hear out of mine.
Well, actually, I'm not plugged into the audio slot. It's all going in.
So how come you can hear? How come
I can't hear?
Then how do you know I'm coming out loud?
Because I'm watching the spikies. See, look, spiky. See, that's us talking.
Hey!
Oh dear, this is great.
She is finding
the Audacity waveforms cute. Does she want to take them home as pets?
No, they're not living creatures. I can't feed them.
Okay. By the way, this is one thing I just have to say. Spirit is the one who every time she sees some creature in a movie, it doesn't matter if it is a cute little creature
or those creatures from the Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah, those creatures from the Chronicles of Riddick. This was the first time I ever heard her say this, but ever since then, it has been werewolves in Van Helsing. It has been the creatures from Riddick. What else has it been?
There was that zebra at the zoo I wanted to take home.
Yes, there's the zebra at the zoo that she wanted to take home. But every time she sees one of these creatures, she says, and I quote, "I want it as a pet." But we have to get her saying it just right.
I want it as a pet.
Yes, this is exactly what she says. I've heard this statement so many times; it's great.
I want it as a pet. What is wrong with me wanting it as a pet? Those creatures in the Chronicles of Riddick, they changed color and their spikes grew. That was kind of cool.
I will admit that. That was cool.
And the only thing wrong with the werewolves in Van Helsing was they had no tails.
Yeah, that is a downside. How in the world do they balance with no tails?
I don't know, but they had sexy rocker-style hair. Do you know how sexy that was? That was the Smecks, man.
I will admit that they looked really, really cool. A lot better than, say, the naked rat thingy werewolf.
It was a naked mole rat.
Yes, it was a naked mole rat in Harry Potter. Because that thing, we saw a picture on DeviantArt that just summed it up perfectly. Rawr, I'm a badass werewolf. And it's this really scrawny thing next to this really buff, furry werewolf who's looking like, what in the world are you even talking about? His scrawny thing.
That's right. And they actually drew it like a naked mole rat. It was really cute. Mm-hmm. I wanted that one as a pet too, even though it had no hair. Oh, by the way, the graphics on that movie were not all bad. I mean, the hippogriff was awesome.
Yes, Buckbeak was awesome. Although, call me a stickler for detail, but they were a bit anatomically incorrect with the bird's legs on it.
Yeah.
They had the knees bending the wrong way.
Yeah.
I mean, even for a horse, the knees were bending the wrong way.
Yeah, they bend more like a human arm than a horse's hoof.
Oh, no, they actually bent reverse. They bent like this. With a horse, you just draw the
Horses go out. Birds go in. Because remember, they have to tuck their feet up next to their body.
I know. Okay. That's it. I'm going to show you horse anatomy charts, and we're going to settle this sometime. Okay.
The horse's hoofs go forward.
Oh, look. When you're talking about animals, the elbow is way up here near the body. The shoulder is here, and it's got a short little thing to the elbow. And then what you're thinking of is the wrist.
No, I'm thinking of that little part that bends this way.
That's the wrist.
No, because the wrist is right there, right next to the hoof.
No, those are the knuckles, because horses are hoof walkers, or toe walkers. They walk on their toes. Look, if I actually had any of the anatomy pictures on my computer, but yeah,
I'm laughing
don't.
Now. I'm
okay.
Laughing now.
Yes, first podcast when we were talking about horse anatomy. This is good stuff.
Great stuff. People are gonna just love listening to us.
Oh yes.
Oh, and by the way, if anybody wants to leave us a message about this, do tell him that the horse's hooves go out and they're walking on their hooves, not their toes.
She doesn't know what she's talking about. She thinks she does, but she doesn't.
You're right, I don't know horses, but I swear that is their elbow up there.
Nope, you are incorrect.
incorrect. I think I
incorrect.
Said that. Incorrect, sir. You've got a British on you. British?
No, I'm not British. I might imitate the accent every now and then, but I'm not. I ain't British.
I ain't British.
You know, definitely not Cockney English, you know?
Do you know how many people, I'm talking my normal way, my southern, and people come up to me and they're like, you know, you don't talk like anybody down here. Where are you from? Are you from England? No, I'm not from England. I'm from here. I'm southern.
Well, you know, a guy that I work with actually says that southern English and British English are two of the most closely related dialects of English.
But they say I don't talk like anybody they've ever heard. And really, I kind of almost believe that, but seriously, not talking like anybody? Anybody at all?
Okay.
I haven't
you're drifting
it.
Away. I don't know what's going on with your microphone. See, that's
it's
right. We need to get another one of these.
It's your mic. I don't have money to buy it.
Well, wait, when I get a little bit more money by the next podcast, we'll
so
have
two of
the same.
So how many podcasts are we going to do over the summer? Remember, I leave in late August for Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. That makes me sad. Well, Dragon Tear, Pearl, sell, money.
I'm gonna
money.
Be closer
okay,
to you. You're gonna be up in the panhandle, right?
Oh, yeah.
I will be 2 hours closer to you than before.
Probably more than that. I don't know.
I think 2 hours because, remember, I am gonna be in the middle of Georgia.
Alright. Well, here's what we're gonna do. Excuse me. I'm gonna cut that out. Yes, the
you
dragon belch.
Yes,
the dragon did. Belch.
Dragon belch.
I might not cut that out just because people find belching funny. I don't know why. But,
well, that belch wasn't amusing enough. You have to make your belch just loud for it to be amusing.
Burp. Okay, we're good.
Well, now you can't cut it out because we were talking about it.
Exactly.
Unless you would have cut out that whole entire segment.
Okay. Well,
I'll shut up now.
Here, I'm going to ask our listeners out there for a couple of things. All right, you can write to me at valeriosity valeriosity at gmail.com, and we're gonna get your opinion on a few things. One of which is the horse hoof matter. Another of which is speech. Sorry, cut that. Is
spirit speech.
Okay, spirit speech. Here.
Yeah, tell me if I talk British or Southern, or tell me if it's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Right. And,
and you Northerners don't have a right to compliment on this.
Oh, comment.
Comment.
Compliment, comment.
You
they can compliment.
Scratch that. You Northerners don't have a right to comment on that one because you're from the North.
Okay.
You don't know Southern speech because you're from the North.
Okay. You can feel free to compliment her on her speech. But,
yes, compliment me.
Exactly.
Because dear Lord knows, I spent 7 years.
Mm-hmm. And the last matter, one thing I'm going to try to do so that the two of us can continue doing the podcasting. Does anybody out there know how to set up Skype to work? And if so, if someone could send me sort of a tutorial over email, I would greatly appreciate it. because I'm a little bit hopeless
distraught
with some stuff.
About me going to Atlanta.
Yes, I mean, I'm... Well, I'm
going to miss her. Thing, and another thing, any Atlantean furs, do tell me, because I would like to meet up with you at one point or another.
Okay.
I'm going to be with a missions group, but seriously, I want to meet up with furs. I'm all for it. All
right.
I'm even going to have fur suits with me. I'm going to have two of them, maybe. Might be only one, but maybe two.
All right. Yeah. Well, we've been talking for... almost. Let's see. 3, 2, 1. 19 minutes. That is not bad at all.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
And now for closing.
Oh no! She did the sound. It's the spirit sound.
Valerius.
Yes.
Valerius.
What is it, spirit?
Valerius.
Spirit.
It's time to close the podcast.
Well, you heard it straight from the source. I guess that this is where I cue up the exit music and we party off into the sunset and there's much rejoicing and...
We are almost at 20 minutes now.
Well, yeah. Oh. Ooh, what do you say? Think we can make 30?
I don't think we have time to make 30.
Huh.
I have to be back at my house at 6, remember?
Ah, yes. Okay. Well, then... with that, we will end at a nice, even 20 seconds. Or 20, yes, 20 minutes. 20 seconds. Wow, short podcast.
Okay, we're ending.
We are ending.
I fell asleep.
No, yes, it's falling asleep. No computer. Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Please keep recording. This is like the downside to working with a laptop, because the screen just like suddenly dies on you. But on the plus side, we can record our podcast anywhere we want. Ah, aquarium. Yay. That's right.
Hey, it's been recording.
Oh, yes. Ha. That is correct. I have an aquarium screensaver. IR test special. Okay.
That screensaver actually scared me.
It did? How did it scare you? It was tropical fish.
It scared me. It moved.
Spirit, that's what screensavers do.
Not mine. It switches from one of my art pieces to another.
Well, yeah, if you have the My Photos slideshow. But,
oh,
that's we're starting to get into technical random stuffs.
Yeah.
It's technical random difficulties.
Technical random difficulties? By the way, I am wearing an Akamaru hat.
Yes, she is wearing an Akamaru hat. And she looks very good in it. Very smexy.
Smexy. Because you know, a wolf has to have her ears on at all time.
Of course. So, with that, this has been Valerius.
And Spirit.
And this has been the Valerius Dragoncast.
Me!
Ah! The sound! The sound! It burns! And we are out.